Hey guys, I got a message from our friends over at canadoc.ca. Canadoc believes that if you're going to consume cannabis, you should do it responsibly. And I'm all for it too. If you head over to canadoc.ca, they will put you in contact with medical cannabis experts that can help you get your medical cannabis card. A license, like I like to call it, Poseidon. Get that card. It's completely confidential. No one will know. Your job isn't going to know. It doesn't affect your Medicare. It doesn't affect anything. No loans. No one knows except for you. So get that. And then that gives you access to all kinds of companies. The best companies that will grant you edibles, drops, live resin, vape pens, these fucking delicious cookies, all kinds of cool stuff that they have on this. I'm more of a CBD guy. I use the CBD drops. And if you're a veteran, your stuff's free. All the companies that they put you in contact with, they collect on the back end and they just ship you your stuff. If you're a veteran, I think Blue Cross pays for it. So there's no reason really, if you're consuming cannabis, to not do it responsibly. Go to the experts, get someone to talk to you, get your card. They'll give you a prescription on what they believe you should be taking. And then get the best quality stuff, stuff that you can't normally get in Quebec, products that are over 30% THC. So far, the people that have used it, us and the fans, are really happy with it. I just made a new order this morning. It was mostly for CBD drops for my dog. But I like it. So canadoc.ca, consume responsibly. Go to the experts. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. The man to my right is retarded. The man in front of me is legendary Empty Balls Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. And our special guest today,
Chris Ramsey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, magical Chris.
Hey, let me put these glasses on so no one knows I'm high.
First of all, everyone knows you're high, number one.
Well, not anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Number two,
Does that work when you get pulled over by the cops?
Yeah, I say
sir,
it too.
Sir, you don't want me to stop you. Oh, I do know, but let me put these on. Yeah.
So you don't know.
So you don't know I'm drunk.
No, it doesn't work for drunk.
Oh, no. Oh, really? No,
Those work for drunk. These.
you look smart with the glasses on.
That's true.
You just got back from Yapon.
Yeah.
And you told me you're going to tell
stories. That's how Germans say it.
Yapon?
Yapon.
That's how they say it? Yapon.
That is exactly right. Yeah.
You know how Americans say it? Boom. Tell you something. How was it?
It was unreal. Yeah, it's unreal. It's a different place. It's a alternate reality is like the best way to put it.
That's
like,
how I would imagine.
So we're there with Wes. We went for a week. And it was our first time, but it was insane. Everything's different.
For some reason, I thought you were there a month.
Like, yeah, I was probably posting about it for like a month.
It did feel like a long time,
Yeah.
I missed you.
Yeah, that's Instagram versus reality.
Yeah.
So we can miss you guys too.
I saw the video of the puzzles. I told you about this. It's very interesting, these wooden puzzles and what they do with wood. But apart from that, did you meet any like Yakuza people? Did you see any sumo wrestlers? What did you see?
No. So sumo wrestling is definitely on the bucket list. I watched a show on Netflix, Sanctuary. It's all about that. And like I watched it after I got back. I was like, I got to go back. But went to some clubs. Went on a, what do you call it? Where they like hop to bars and stuff. You like pay $30.
Alcoholism.
Like a pub crawl?
A pub crawl.
Okay.
That's right. We did one of those randomly. Just went to a bar and he's like, oh. And he goes, the guy recognized me. He's like, oh, I love your videos. Didn't know my name, but he's like, I love your videos. And he's like,
pub crawl.
You guys here for the. No, they're all this thing. They were all like international people. It was like a pub crawl for like tourists.
Okay.
There's like 120 people. So he's like, yeah, you're here for the pub crawl. We're like, no. He's like, well, it's starting now. He's like, here's a bracelet. Get on in there. We just got completely demolished. Yeah, that happened like two or three times because it's a crazy city to go out. Like, it doesn't close. Bars don't close.
Do Japanese people drink as much as, like, Koreans or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the comparison, but they drink a lot.
They drink a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we did karaoke. That was fun.
With the Japanese businessmen?
With some Japanese people. They weren't necessarily businessmen. They were having a good time. But it was fun. Yeah.
Any Yakuza sightings?
No, none. But there's so many hookers. We went to Roppongi.
You think they're hookers, bro.
Oh, no, they're hookers.
It's just the style there. The style there is different. They're not all hookers. It's just the style.
They're just slutty ladies that ask for money.
They're a bunch of Japanese hulas.
Trust me, they're hookers. No, I'm just kidding. They're like, massage, hey, excuse me. And they're very aggressive as soon as you leave the bar. And the bars are open until like 6, 7 in the morning.
This shocks me. It doesn't seem like a hooker culture. Aren't they all like scared?
No. It's very...
For some reason, I feel like any culture that's super polite and has rules have extremes, crazy hookers.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good theory.
I would think they could be frowned upon. They'd be like, get away. Don't make us look like a
get
sexy culture.
Get away and go wait for me in my car.
Go to my room. Two for one.
No, the one that was harassing Wes was wouldn't stop raving about her daughter. Really? And she's like, don't fuck my daughter, and like chasing Wes. And I'm like, she's whoring out her child. This is
God damn.
This is
number
wild.
One in her math class.
But also, she wasn't bad looking, right? So you're like, how hot's a daughter?
Serious question. How much?
The daughter, though.
Like, I don't know. Never met the daughter.
Probably, to be honest, if it's
rejected
that rampant,
the mother.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
if it's that rampant, it's reasonable. If it's rare, it'll cost
but only
more.
Only in like Roppongi in that area, because that area is known for like Yakuza, I guess. Like that's where they would hang type thing. But then we spent a few nights there. Went to Odawara, which is a small town, sticking out like a sore thumb.
What's the hooker situation there?
Zero. It's just chill. We were there on like a Monday, Tuesday, so we went to a bar, did some magic, and these guys didn't speak between the five of them, maybe they spoke 10 words of English.
And were you doing, this wasn't a show, so you just walked into a bar and did random magic to people?
Yeah, I said, call your friends. It was Monday, no one was there. I was like, call your friends, tell them to come here. And he started calling his friends and just...
Wizard Gandalf!
Yeah, did magic.
How are they, with magic? Do they lose their shit?
Yeah,
or, okay.
It's crazy. It's like going to the hood.
Okay. Oh, I was about to ask, is it like that?
Yeah, it's like that. It's comparable. They're, or they go eh like this, right? And that's
is that
like
their thing?
Yeah, it's great. I got very audible reactions.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought that because for laughter they're very heat.
Yeah, they don't laugh. It's more like surprise.
Okay.
And they have to say they're surprised.
Okay.
Come here.
They're very very cool. Very cool people. Yeah, it's an interesting place. Everything's different. Everything. The breakfast, dude. We had a breakfast there. Have you ever heard about breakfast in Japan? It's like 19 little bowls and plates.
Okay.
And
I like this.
It's like hot fish and like it's supper.
I don't like that.
Yeah. There's no egg. There is like a cold egg cube, but everything's so, I don't know what to eat, right? So I'm trying this and it's like, oh, that's sardines. It doesn't look. And I try, and there's like gelatin. So I do, and they're like, that's fruits. And I'm like, gross. Eat some salmon, and then there's like a urinal cake. It was gross.
We gotta drop another bomb on this.
I hate
urinal cake.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the breakfast, but I tried it.
I was at a market yesterday, and I bought what I thought were little jelly desserts.
Yeah,
but they were salty. So I was sure it was something that was going to taste like either sugar or cinnamon
and it's like fish.
Or chocolate. And it was, I was like, what? It's a fuck. It's like just a jelly fish. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything tastes like fish.
Kind of like escargot type of shit.
Yeah. No, but I'm not even sure if it was fish. It was just, fucking just weird. It's like a marshmallow that tastes like a meal.
It's too much of a mind fuck.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I was like, oh, that's not good.
That's like when like Ruffles try to do pizza flavored or wings flavored chips, and you're like, ah.
Like wings flavored, I can get, but if they gave you when they tried doing this a couple of times,
salmon.
like chocolate flavored chips.
That's retarded.
Yeah, that's not
but
good.
But I've tried pizza flavored Pringles, and they were awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they don't taste like pizza.
Here's what I found out about the food.
Like paprika.
If it looks like fish, it's candy. It's like a sweet thing.
Okay.
But if it doesn't look like fish, it's fish.
All like in the shape
everything's
of a fish.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. We had like this stop at this vendor and he had like it was like a banana smushed into like a fish shape. All the gummy bear. Everything's fish, but they're candy.
What's the samurai situation like? Did you get to see any like swords? Or
I did.
Oh
yeah, we visited Odawara Castle, which during the Edo period was like this, fortress, and they had samurai suits and swords.
It's so fucking cool! I love the samurai.
Yeah,
those guys didn't fuck around.
Just seeing a bunch. It was cool, historically to see that type of stuff. But,
and everyone was shorter than you.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Yeah, it was my biggest fear in life is walking around in Japan on a rainy day. Where all the umbrellas are like at my eye level.
Oh, yeah. That must be interesting.
Yeah. I thought about that when it was raining. I was like, oh, this is hard to navigate.
And you have to keep your sunglasses, I guess, to protect your
eyes. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Did anybody start shit with you?
No, never. Everybody's super friendly. No one's actually mean to your face. They're all very kind.
Behind your back.
Yeah, who knows? Probably.
So you mean they might not be mean behind your back?
I don't know. You just you get the feeling. Like people are like, I don't know, it's too nice for nothing. And you're like, why?
Maybe it's fear.
And the word for an outsider is gaijin. So
gaijin, I know that.
Right? Gaijin?
Xeno.
So you hear like a taxi driver taking somewhere calling his wife, gaijin this. That means outsider, right?
Yeah.
It's the N word.
It's not really. It's a.
It should be.
The word's okay.
So much better. Gaijin. That's such a cool word.
Mm.
There's a show that you should watch. It's called Tokyo Vice.
Saw it. Love it.
What'd you think?
Yeah,
loved it.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. Me too. Love that shit. Made me want to go to Japan.
Yeah, Ansel Elgort.
Mike is planning to do some kind of a trip down there.
Yeah.
Two Drink Minimum related.
Yeah, I have a friend that has a comedy club
down in, there. Let me take this off. I don't think I'm high anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you're still high.
Yeah, you're fucking high.
Yeah, I have a friend. When I went to China, the guy that used to have the Shanghai Comedy Club has the Tokyo Comedy Club now.
Nice.
And he was like, hey, if you want to come down, but it's a type of thing. Like, you want to come down, but, like, we have to pay.
Yeah, we're not going to make any money.
Yeah. Right? Because we're going to
play. But then you still do a show.
Yeah, we'll do a show, but, like, it'll be a 100-seater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, unless
it's all expats.
$9 million.
We're going to lose money. However, experience of a lifetime.
But there's a lot of, like, what they call, like, expats, like, people who are, like, living in Japan now that come from America, right, or other countries. Yeah. And there's a lot of people. Like the pub crawl we went to was like 120 people. I was like, oh.
And they all live there.
Yeah, like a lot of them are visiting, but I felt like it was weird for me to be there. I'm like, I don't want to fit in. I'm here to, you know, stand out.
You know what I find weird about Japan that makes it seem difficult for me to fit in is that, like, let's say you're in Montreal and you're from another country, you could try English or even French. You'll find someone who'll try to adapt to you. In Japan, they don't adapt to you. They're like, learn Japanese or go fuck yourself. That's what I find difficult because I don't speak. Yeah. I speak a lot of languages, but none of them are close to Japanese.
Have you ever been around Quebec?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's not. They try. Even me. They try to speak English, but I speak French. Yeah, yeah.
I've been to a lot of places where, like, you go to, like, countryside.
Sometimes they just don't know.
Yeah.
But at least you speak French. French and English are similar. You could find, how am I going to try to communicate in Japanese if I know nothing?
Yeah.
It is different.
Well, if you know French and English, you easily learn Spanish or Italian.
Italian, yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, there's a 20% chance that if you say an English word and add a U at the end of it, it's an actual word over there.
Okay.
Like knife.
Fuck a U.
It's like, you're like knifeu. That's knife.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Fuck off.
Forku.
Forku.
Is fork, right? So you're like biru.
Don't lie.
Biru? No, I'm not. I'm like biru.
Biru is
beer. Biru is beer.
No.
So there's a lot of anglicized words. Mongoloidaru.
Yeah. Stop acting like a fagu.
Yeah. Yeah. See you.
Stop acting like a fagu. Yeah, but it'll be fun. Yeah. Something crazy like that. That'll be no. What's your UFO situation like now? You're obsessed with the UFOs.
I've always been obsessed with the UFOs, dude.
Let's talk about it because some people are calling you a conspiracy theorist. I call you a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On both. Yeah, definitely. I first of all, I like a better story. If you're gonna like take away UFOs from me, you got to give me something equal or better in return. You can't just be like nothing. And I'm like, well, fuck that.
Don't fucking play around, sugarcoat it. Listen, lunatic, I want to know what's happening with the aliens. You've seen aliens, you believe in aliens. I want to know about it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely believe in aliens.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a good documentary recently. The guy was on Rogan. James Fox is the director, and it's called Moment of Contact.
Sexy.
Crazy.
Where is it?
It was a crash in 96.
No, but I mean, what platform?
YouTube. You can buy it on YouTube for like $5. Yeah.
Next purchase.
Yeah, crashed in Brazil in 96. Somebody witnessed a crash, went up there. And who's a witness there, and the town is like devoted to aliens now. And everybody believes, everybody's like, yeah, that's what happened, even though the government tried to cover it up. The witnesses are still alive, right? So they're testifying.
But what did they really witness? They witnessed something falling?
So a guy witnessed this big cigar cylinder metal thing crash. He went there, picked up pieces of the craft, which like folded in his hand. It was bizarre. And then he got escorted out by guys with guns, Brazilian government. But then people saw these creatures, these beings. And this is where it gets wild. So like three girls, 21, 17, and 14, their sisters, and they're walking down this alley. And one of them goes, what's that? And there's like this small size of a child, but like oily, smelly, smells like ammonia and sulfur. And it's just like naked. And as she says that, it turns to them with these big eyes, right? Like no mouth type deal.
Yeah.
They scream, run away. And then there's like a story of another guy who caught another one. And it's like,
I don't trust this lying Brazilian horse.
I'm telling you, it's either the biggest hoax in history because like 100 people are willing to be like, yeah, it happened.
But what? Because you ever seen some Brazilians? They look kind of like that.
Listen, if it's just made up, that would be equally as amazing to me. So
I want to believe. I love aliens.
Watch that. It's good. It'll throw you. If you're on the edge, it'll throw you over the edge. But yeah, it's a good
There's the other one in Africa where the whole school witnessed that ship. Remember that?
Yep.
That also makes me think that they're still alive. What country?
It was in South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah.
And they're still alive. And they were all looking at it. They were just got out and they were looking.
Yeah, they all drew the same thing. They all drew the same thing. Beings that got out of the craft. Like all these kids at the same time are drawing the same drawing.
Yeah. And everyone saw it happen.
Was knocking on, you know, paying people off, telling them to move.
Shut the fuck up, stop talking.
Yeah, you got to move.
How do they know what the kids are drawing? Because like my girlfriend has 10-year-olds and when they draw a cat, it looks like a fucking raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like aliens in spaceships.
Okay.
Yeah. But it could have just been a flying saucer and like a big dude with like big almond eyes. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to believe, but it doesn't make sense. Why would the government cover it up?
All right. Tinfoil hat time.
Yeah.
My theory is that let's say in an alternate universe, they found a craft a long time ago and are like reverse engineering it. And it has the capability to move through space using gravity as propulsion type thing, right? Well, if you're playing with gravity, you're instantly playing with time. You're playing with space, you're playing with time.
What is gravity? Nobody knows yet. That's another thing. Right. I thought we knew what gravity was, and I only recently found out that they don't know what gravity is.
Exactly.
And it made me upset.
We can't we can't create gravity. And we can't replicate it.
We have a theory of what gravity. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
We don't know what gravity really is.
Yeah, so then there's the idea that if these are gravity propelled, so like there's like a bubble around them, and then there's like a, can you imagine like a black hole pulling them forward, and inside they don't rattle around, you know what I mean? So let's say this exists. Well, if you have that technology, you can rule the world. Like, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
That's a really good reason not to let anyone know you have it.
Yeah, but who rules the world right now? Girls, but who else?
Right, right. Maybe they're not ready. You know what I mean? Like the Chinese, the Russians. This.
Okay, but what about these little beings? This is what I'm saying. So let's say let's say there was a craft, and now it's all us like recreating and testing.
Right.
But who are these fucking goblins?
Who knows?
And if these goblins are coming here, why do they only come one ship? And if they're so advanced, how do they keep crashing?
Well,
like it's all their women drivers coming here. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. In 1950, there was a letter sent to the CIA, the director of the CIA, saying there was an Air Force officer that witnessed the crashes. And he said there was three disc shape. This is 1950. Disc shape objects with two beings in each that they recovered. And that was covered up too. So,
but what were these beings? Were they human beings?
I'd probably assume
what
like
the Russians.
I would assume humanoid, like you know, human based. Yeah.
Because if they're from another dimension and they can make it here,
yeah,
they do this whole thing. What? So every couple of years we have a sighting. It doesn't make any sense. And why do they keep sticking stuff up our butts? Little things like that don't make any sense.
Like I don't believe. Like I believe in aliens, but I don't believe whenever there's sightings and.
Probing.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, no one was sticking shit up.
And it's always
redneck. Weird.
Yeah. But like, they were sticking stuff up my butt. It definitely wasn't Lloyd.
Yeah,
someone else was jamming shit up my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so stupid.
Like I saw you in the barn last night with Lloyd, and he's like, no, that was aliens.
It was an alien.
He's like, I tell you,
that was a shapeshifter.
Yeah, it was a skinwalker. He got inside me.
I wish I knew how to quit Lloyd. But I do want to believe, because I love aliens and time travel are the things that fascinate me the most. And there are some crazy things about aliens. Like, I've read a lot about sightings. It's weird that now that we have all this technology to tape shit, there's never anything good captured. That bugs me.
There is. There are. And they're out there. There's one recently is, I think, today or last night was released.
The chick?
There's 50 military personnel that witnessed a V-shaped giant craft. Filmed it, took photos of it, called it in, and he had to sit on this for 2 years before he could like clear it to make sure everyone was okay. And the photos and videos came out today, and it's pretty crazy. These are military personnel who don't know what they're seeing.
So show us Poseidon now. Now this doesn't necessarily mean aliens, though.
So they ruled out flares because it hung there for 10 minutes.
It could be technology. It could be the Chinese.
That's right. Yeah, but it is a UAP. Or UFO.
It's an unidentified aerial phenomenon, but I don't know if it's like a being or a different dimension.
From another country.
Right.
Or
if it's from another country, we're doomed. Right?
That good?
Yeah, it disappeared. It was like half the size of a football field and just disappeared.
Hold on, this was a...
I think
type in Jeremy Corbell.
I think either
Jeremy
way...
Jeremy Corbell's talking about this?
Yeah.
Either way, we're kind of doomed. Because even if other countries don't have better technology, we can't even get people to work at Tim Hortons.
That's true.
Yeah. So how are we going to get... Like if the aliens attack.
Yeah. Who's going to work at Tim Hortons?
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but who's going to fight them? Yeah. People are like, I'm not going in today.
Yeah, I'm not fighting these aliens.
I don't think we fight them. I think we lose that fight before it's even begun. If it happens. And I truly think if our demise was like the plan, it'd be done. You know, they're not just now visiting. Like, I mean, if you calculate Roswell, or probably even before that, you look at all the ancient Renaissance paintings with shit, chariots of fire, and like.
If it's true, we are the aliens. If it's true, then I'm going full on ancient alien theory.
Yeah,
they came here, they found the humanoids that were here, the monkeys, the apes,
exactly,
and they needed that in between. That was us, mixed their DNA with. That's why we're so different.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's what I believe.
We're the star.
We're
children.
Like a petri dish.
Yeah.
Because they come back like every 1,000 years, and like here's alchemy, here's metallurgy. You know what I mean? Like we just discover that in different places of the world at the same time, out of nowhere.
Also, we're never comfortable. You ever notice that shit? Other even monkeys are comfortable. We're not. We have to wear clothes. We need this. We need that. We keep destroying everything around us to get comfortable. We're never comfortable. It's like we don't belong here.
No, we definitely belong.
I think we would be comfortable, but I don't know why we need clothes.
A lot of little things.
I think, but. In the winter, but like in the summer, like I'm not comfortable walking around naked.
No,
right. Like I don't get people to go to like nudist colonies and just have their dicks fucking swinging all the time.
Yeah, I'll like as far as I'll go is like locker room. I'm like, all right, locker room, I can do. I wouldn't do nudist beach. It's like that.
But
feels...
he doesn't even the fucked up thing with the locker room thing is he doesn't even go to those gyms, so everyone's always weirded out. Like we.
Yeah, like, is that Chris Ramsey?
Hey, boys, I'm just here for the locker room magic show.
I just get changed and leave.
Yeah. This dick's going to disappear in that guy's mouth.
I'm like, we're all getting naked, right, boys? Yeah, right? Yeah. This is what we do?
Sir, this is Tim Hortons. Not locker room. Yeah, so I really want to believe because I love the concept of like the ancient alien stuff, but it's just, I hate that everything's so scruffy and we can never really tell. Yeah.
I've seen like crafts, right, and I filmed them. Like
I've seen your videos.
Yeah, and nobody can tell me for sure what they are. Doesn't mean again they're aliens.
Oh,
but
you mean like what, like in Saint Sauveur you saw?
I saw in Saint Sauveur I saw one on a plane. I got another one's like a Tic Tac.
Okay.
And then on another plane I got two of them flying, and I'm always looking out the window now, and I'm just like filming. And then my buddy sent me one. This is the craziest one. He was taking shrooms in Nevada, in like Las Vegas. And they're on like a mountain and the desert's beautiful and they're all high as shit and they're filming and there's this like mutating like light. It's like
and they
made
think
of
they're
liquid.
Hallucinating.
And they're all like, oh my God. absolutely free. They're like, what's magic? And they're like, and then an hour or two later, you know, they're coming down and they go, yo, we filmed that, didn't we? And they're like, yeah. And they look at the footage, and it's crazy footage. It's like insane.
They
see it. I'll show it to you. I'll find it. I'll find it after the podcast. If you want to remind me, maybe you can like clip it in or something.
Yeah, I'll clip it in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an insane video. I never shared the video. It's insane.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll clip it in. I want to see
wild.
That. That's some crazy ass shit, though. It's stuff like that. Like, is it military? Is it? Because I started because gravity.
Oh, it didn't look military. That's for sure.
Gravity is what got to me because I was told as a kid we know exactly what gravity is. It depends on how big like the planet that we're on is. The bigger, the more gravity. So I thought it was like solved, and then I only found out recently that I was like, no, we don't know. It's actually a space time thing, and we're assuming that's why gravity will help figuring out what gravity is because we just know how it works.
The more mass, the more it warps.
We kind of know how it works,
time.
But not what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like very fucking weird. So I go, but if we figure it out, we might be able to time travel because the way space and time, the way they think it works, it's kind of like a piece of paper. Like space time is, it's like a plane that's straight, but not really. It could always go. So we want to get from one place to another linearly. It takes forever. But if you just cut a hole through, that'll be a wormhole.
Yeah.
You just make the other side right away. And the other side, you just cut off all this time instead of doing it.
And they're already discovering a lot of this stuff with like quantum computing and quantum physics. There's a lot of effort and resources being put into like quantum computing.
A chance Musk was right.
Yeah.
They're figuring out this might be some sort of simulation of like a synthetic simulation, not a compute. Like it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, they it's all atom-based or something. I don't know too much about it, but it seems incredible because you can share information on like the quantum realm. They know this. Like if this particle is on the other side of the universe and it's a linked entangled to this one, if they flip the polarity or whatever, it'll flip it instantly at the same time on the other one.
Okay. So anywhere else.
They're linked through space. And so on the quantum level, and that's why like quantum physics and classical physics don't mix. There's something, there's a formula missing why they don't work the same.
There's a force that people will call the force, let's say Jedi's in that world.
Yeah.
Here people say spirits or your soul or shit like that. Yeah. That like we would
consciousness or whatever
that
you
we would
call
try
it,
yeah. to talk about for years, but no one can ever substantiate. So it's just like a myth. And then now that they're finding it in doing scientific tests, like how the fuck is this affecting something else? Like what is happening? Yeah. But we know that it's happening, but we can't understand the cause yet.
But then you see these like craft on video or whatever, and then you're like, okay, maybe they've figured it out, right? You jump to that conclusion because that's the only possible explanation because
it's a missing.
They can't explain 600 sightings or something. The U.S. government right now, they have 600 that they can't explain.
So I mean, I'm
that happened
organic.
In the last year.
Well, I'm thinking organic. Like that's, 300 that's the missing year. Link.
Yeah.
So you know how us, like we use things like this and it's just like a material based. It's not connected to us. I think what they're doing, the way it's moving like that, there's something organic in it, matter. There's that line that we haven't crossed yet that we just don't understand, and once we do, then we're gonna. But I don't think we're ready for shit like that. No, we're too retarded.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do
you
think?
Not smart enough. We're bordering now as becoming the dumbest smart society ever in history. We're going to idiocracy levels. This is not the time that we deserve time travel.
I don't know. For I think we were worse before.
No way.
Yeah, look at Genghis Khan. Like literally killed 10% of the planet.
He did, but no. But here's the thing: it wasn't like the people that were with him. They believed it. They're like, yeah, you know, we're gonna. Yeah. They weren't dumb in the sense like people that were in villages knew they would try to fight back. Now people will be like, oh, Genghis is coming to kill us. He says it's good. We should just let ourselves get killed because he's the government. He said it's good. They wouldn't do it. They'd fight back. Mm. They couldn't, but they would fight back. Now people are just like, what does the government say?
That's true. That's a little true. We are docile, but I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay. I'm the
one
guy
in three
who's
Canadians,
like,
pull this up. 1 in 3 Canadians were asked questions. They said that they're cool with helping euthanize the homeless. Bro, people are dicks.
Yeah, but people have always been dicks with homeless people, and like for just capital punishment. People don't care if others that they don't know die.
Yeah, if you want to put yourself to the test, fly coach. And then get bumped up to first class and tell me you don't look at them differently.
Yeah.
Right? I look at them differently. When that moment happens, you're like, oh, I'm better than them. They better not use my fucking bathroom up here. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just got put in to first.
I'm even in coach. I'm like, I don't belong with these peasants.
People have that mentality, right?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But that's part of like maybe our, you know, the monkey side of us, the primal.
You know what's fucked up? Like if this is all a simulation, the people looking at us and we're in the simulation. When they saw us invent like virtual reality, they must be like, these fucking dummies are in virtual reality and they're inventing virtual, you stupid idiots. Dummy.
Maybe you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you guys can have fire coming out of your hands. What are you doing? Why are you jerking off with VR?
Maybe it's the millionth time that's happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is another thing that's
fucked
up.
So maybe the simulation created the simulation and so on and so forth.
Yeah. That's the Matrix theory, no?
Yeah, because there's a thing, because the way we're describing simulation is we keep thinking someone's watching us, but there's another thing where it doesn't mean that someone's watching. It just means that this is how everything's come together. Yeah. It's just we have more control than we think. You know those people that go, visualize and all that. They're saying there might be something
like
to it.
Like the secret?
Like the secret, not fully, but there might be something to it that you could control the surroundings.
I was thinking about this week. I've never been religious or spiritual, but I do believe like when you put out positive energy, you get good shit. Like when I did the Bell Center, because I was like, I'm going to do the Bell Center. And it just fucking...
manifest.
Yeah. And I was like, that's insane. Like, it's not, I didn't even work for that.
Yeah. I think your intent has power.
Yeah.
I think it does. Cause like when people think of like, oh, you can alter your dimension or whatever if you just manifest. And you think about it this way, like when you have an idea, you ever have an idea that just like pops into your head and you're like, oh, that's really creative. Yeah. And you're really happy you got that idea. And so maybe, so now it's existing in this dimension only, right? But then you decide to like write it down or draw it out.
Yeah.
So now you're putting it in two dimension, right? You've just taken it from we don't know where.
Yeah.
This alternate whatever it is, information, this cloud of information, who knows, right? You've taken it from somewhere. It wasn't yours. You feel it just popped in your head. And then you put it into this dimension. And then from that, you build a house or you do a show or
it's
now you're putting it in another dimension, right? So you've literally manifested something to be from here to there to there. You did the work though, but you saw that that's what you had to do.
That evolution.
Yeah. So I think by putting it out there, it gives you an objective, and then you kind of work backwards on how do I achieve that?
Yeah.
And
you have to be realistic too. Like,
that's
you
right.
Can't
absolutely.
Go, fuck.
I'm gonna be an astronaut.
Yeah. I'm gonna be in the NBA.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a fucking whoa. Yeah.
I'm still shy. I still got shy. What do you mean?
I'm going to get the Chargers tall.
Yeah, I'm still tallish. I'm tall in Japan.
I'm tall in Japan.
I'll make the Japan national team.
Oh, dude, that would be funny if he just becomes a star in Japanese basketball. Yeah.
Square funny off thing, 7 foot dude.
Funny thing about the information thing you
Chris
said.
Chris Ramsey.
Yeah. Chris Ramsey. Majikuru.
So my name is Kurisudis.
Kurisudis.
Chris Kurisudis.
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 Oh, fucking Merry Christmas.
I love the Japanese.
They add vowels between everything Christmas. And always end, not always, but like often end on a vowel, like Italian. They end on a vowel a lot of times.
We go down there, he's like, Maikuru. Pantelisaru and Faguru. No, Poseidon. Faguru.
Like your last name would be like Warudu.
Like a guy, bro.
Because they That's have to cool. add, they can't just do Wardu. They have to add a vowel between the R. Yeah.
I like it.
It's cool. It's a cool sounding language. I think one of the cooler sounding languages.
Yes, 100%. I love the Japanese.
Yeah.
I love their history too. Yeah. I like samurai culture.
Yeah, that and people from like Moncton. Those are like my favorite languages.
Sad.
Moncton.
Moncton's amazing.
Sad?
Yeah. No, it's not sad at all.
He's talking about the way they talk.
Non, mais dans les Acadiens, qui parlent même.
Yeah, you know, I love that.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I like it.
I lived there 4 years in New Brunswick.
I don't like it. Bugsby, I don't like that it exists. We should
you
do something about that.
You lived at Gagetown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
The military base?
Yeah. Yeah, 4 years.
Interesting. Military bases, talking about military secrets.
Yeah, I lived on a military base my whole childhood until I was out of high school.
Do you believe that the ex-Canadian defense minister that had that whole video where he was talking about the aliens?
Yeah.
He says, not only do we know, we have contact with them, the Americans have contact with them, we have joint task
force. And there's a Galactic Federation he was talking about as
well. Is that guy for real? But he really was our defense minister.
So the Israeli
He really was. He was our defense minister, and after he retired, he talked about it.
Yeah.
And then people were like, fuck this guy. But he's like, well, I'm just telling you what I...
Well, so to corroborate that, because he was saying some crazy shit, right? If you're hearing it for the first time, you're like, whoa, like, ease in, you know? He's like, yeah, there's multiple species and we've been in contact. And
some are assholes.
There's
some
something
are cool.
about the Federation. He's like, I don't know too much about that, so I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know anything about it. And then...
he saying this? Like, just
on
online?
The news.
Okay, on the news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a press
conference. Canadian defense minister. And then so... this was, I think, right,
that's how crazy this is.
Right before the Israeli space, the director of the Israeli space program, the head of the Israeli space program, much like the head of NASA over there. Okay, this guy's won like I think three or four of like the most prestigious awards, government
A Tony?
And. No, yeah, Tony. Yeah, but some of them are
Golden
like top
Globe
secret.
Golden Globe winner. Shlomo.
And so.
Golden Globe. People's choice. Yeah. Kids' choice award winner. Yeah.
Well, he put 13 satellites into space, this guy, right? So he was the head over there. He was like well-reputed, well-respected, and worked on a lot of secret things. A lot of his awards that he won, they weren't allowed to disclose why he won them.
Oh,
which is crazy
shit,
for space programs.
That's fucking insane.
Spying on the White House. We can't say that.
Yeah, so,
God damn.
So he comes on a show and he says, and there's transcripts out there of this. Plus, he put a book out, and the book was only in like that language,
Hebrew.
Yeah,
that
in Hebrew.
Language.
I was gonna say it was like in Jewish, but it's in Hebrew.
In Jew.
Yeah. So, and which tells me, okay, this isn't a money grab. First of all,
I think it was. You had to pay extra for the English translation. I like what they're doing.
So, buddy, he well reputed again. Like, he's very well respected and very well known. Like, his Wikipedia is like this long. And he goes on there and says, yeah, there's a Galactic Federation.
Him too.
Mm-hmm. And we've been dealing with them. He even said, and you can look this up, he even said Trump wanted to spill the beans.
God damn.
And they told him not to. They said, you know, we're not ready. He's like, I've worked. He's like, if you guys think, like, teleporting is crazy. He's like, that's the least of anything. He's like, I've seen things you can't even imagine. And he's just going off and off. He's like, and we've been, and he said, America.
No, but imagine being an alien and having to deal with Trump.
Yeah.
You're like, this fucking guy, he keeps telling me he's the best. He's the best. We
you can't read my mind. I just did. Nope. Wrong. No,
wrong.
You didn't read my mind.
Gorgo, come here. Tell him it's not what I was thinking.
You look like, you look like a dog.
Yeah. I'm Muppet. I'm not a Muppet, you sir. Like, you have tentacles. Yeah. Let's be honest. You have tentacles. That's weird. That's just weird. I'm saying it's weird.
I'm excited that he's back.
Yeah, it is fun.
I'm excited that he's back. He was he did an interview, and he's like all there. They're on to put him on some good shit. They're putting him on some good meds.
He's all there. Biden's not all there. And he's all there.
He was shitting on Biden and
stuff. They should be worried. The Democrats, I know that the rule is put the same guy if he won.
Yeah.
But
they're going to get destroyed. The economy's in shambles. Yeah. He doesn't know where the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Dude, anyone will beat him. Anyone. Yeah.
Also, though, like, I mean, he's got a very loyal support system because it's like it's almost like the more liberals bash Republicans, the more Republicans double down instead. You know what I mean? And then they became stronger fanatics. Yeah. And so I think he's probably got shot. And I'll be honest, as a Canadian, it's funny. It's always funny, right? Yeah. So like Biden was funny too.
Yeah. That's the same kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. It got old.
Trump, I enjoyed the entire 4 years of this guy's a retard. Yeah, I enjoyed all the
wake up to shit you'd never expect.
You're like, that's what I kept saying. It's stuff you never expect a world leader to say.
Yeah. Plus, you do this to the guy like you don't on TV. Imagine, you're like, come on, man.
And you don't imagine a billionaire with a suit that's way too big for him.
Yeah, it's like
he looks like he's got a suit on sale. And they're like, what size are you? I don't know. XL, 2, double X? I don't know.
The biggest, the baddest, the bestest suit.
Give me the biggest, best suit you got.
He's like, what's Shaquille wearing?
Sir, that's
I'm bigger than
this
Shaquille
works.
O'Neal.
Give me that.
You want spray tan? I want all the spray tan.
Yeah.
Give me all the spray tan. Put it all on me. I want the maximum.
I want to put Hulk Hogan to shame.
I want to look like a cheetah.
I want to look like a cheetah. Yeah. I love this guy. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hilarious.
You gotta like him on that level.
But Trump being... But this Galactic Federation. So do you think this Jewish guy is fucking with us?
Thing is, it's like when you're that age, you have to ask yourself with a lot of the eyewitness stuff, and whistleblowers, you have to, like, what do you have to lose and what do you have to gain?
Like when you're that age, like, there's the sweet spot. You have nothing to lose, but then dementia hits in. So you're like, is this guy super honest because he doesn't give
a crazy
fuck? Or crazy. Is he crazy?
Which is actually a possibility. Yeah. But he definitely, like, he wrote a book about it, right? So he was lucid enough to do that.
Well, he didn't do the writing. He asked another Jew.
Yeah.
So I have the whole the claims here.
No, and he said, "Oh shit," because he just discovered Wikipedia. fucking encyclopedia, but it's free.
There's a website here.
No, but he says apparently the United States have signed an agreement with these guys with the Galactic Federation to do experiments on Earth, and that there is a joint base underground on Mars where they collaborate with American astronauts.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's I don't want to get into this stuff, but like,
but here's my thing. I've
pretty
heard
that's why
I've heard this. I've heard the base in Mars. Do you know what bugs me? You know what stops me from believing it?
Mm.
Friend of the show, Elon Musk. He's still spending a lot of money, and he can't make it to Mars. And he would know because he said he's at the cutting edge. That NASA's hiring them, to do a lot of stuff.
That doesn't matter. NASA doesn't even know what's going on.
So how they get... Oh, you think it's not human ships that are bringing them there. You think it's alien ships that are bringing them to Mars.
I think we have branches of the government that... Because NASA isn't the government, right? So there's branches of the government that are completely like... We spent $2.3 trillion that we can't... the United States can't account for.
Brag.
Right before September in 2001. 9/11. They were in court for $2.3 missing trillion dollars of black budget programs.
Yeah, and Donald Rumsfeld was like, it happens.
And then the tower sent out. I don't want to be that guy, but also like,
hold on, you think that's funny? The Pentagon, the place in the Pentagon that had the records that were researching, that's the place that got hit by the plane.
No plane parts.
That's the place that got hit by the plane with no plane.
I'm not saying explosions didn't happen.
No, I'm saying that was not, obviously it wasn't a plane that hit. There's no fucking plane debris. And also, it hits the one spot where there's fucking trillions of dollars missing. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. I never thought it was aliens. I just thought it was a way that they just shot a rocket. Like, guys,
I don't think it's aliens.
There's no way they're going to, like, where this money went?
Well, I think a lot of that, first of all, if it's black budget, man, it has to be shady. So if it isn't aliens, maybe it's drugs too. Maybe it's,
I thought that's what it was because aliens wouldn't be too shady. They would tell the president, shut the fuck up and print more money.
Could you imagine smuggling drugs on a UFO, dude? How easy that would be?
Oh.
Now we're getting somewhere.
UFO,
but $2.3 trillion in drugs?
No, I don't think it was drugs. I think it was supplying. Because supplied a lot of terrorists. That we call terrorists. Because who was it? Who the fuck was that politician? Bro, I just saw the video now. If he's like, they told me it was before even 9/11. They go, this is your mandate. This, and he's a guy that we know too. And he goes, we're going to go into Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. He said all these things. And then he goes, we started hitting them one by one. And we're like, why are we going to go?
Rockefeller on interview?
He's like, we have no reason to go there. He's like, we're going to have a reason.
I think it was Rockefeller.
And then
it was
a really
Rothschild or a Rockefeller.
Yeah, one by one.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing. So the money is just spent on that. It's just spent on creating these militias so that we have a reason. We go, look at ISIS. Dude, we funded ISIS. We funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
You want to hear something crazy?
We gave Al-Qaeda their name. Al-Qaeda is the name that we invented.
So this guy, Ingo Swann, you ever hear this guy?
Oh, yes.
No. So he's famous for developing remote viewing in the Army in the 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
For 20 years, they funded this. And they were used as like psychic spies, psy spies.
For the Cold War.
Literally called. Yeah, when they heard the Russians were doing it. And so I've read probably like 3 books already on this stuff, on people's stories. It's pretty crazy.
But here's the thing. I also heard, I don't know how much is true, because then I also heard the Russians come out and say, yeah, we found out after that the Americans were doing this because they said that we were doing it and we never did this. We don't know the fuck they're talking about.
Well, 100% they would say that. Yeah, if you have like,
they go, this is stupid. Who the fuck's doing remote viewing? You're letting hippies sleep.
So there's a lot of cases where they've actually like helped solve and helped find hostages. Like it's all documented on the CIA website. You can go CIA.gov and like look at their archives. It's all there, transcripts. There's one transcript which is really interesting that I think it was Ingo Swann or another guy, Joe McMonagle. When you remote view, they give you an envelope with a number on it. The number means nothing, but it's just a way to associate the target that's inside the envelope. And in the envelope was written. Did you almost fall?
He just remote viewed a fucking.
He just came back.
Yeah, he just remote fell.
So the target was Mars a million years ago.
Yeah, the number was 380, and that's his weight.
He's like, whoa, that's spot on. Remote viewing, what was it?
So the target, which is in a sealed envelope, was Mars a million years ago.
Okay.
So the guy who's doing the remote viewing, they never know what's in the envelope. Ever, ever, ever. It's done blind.
How does it work? I forgot the envelope thing. So they put something in front of you with an envelope, and you got to feel
what's inside. The envelope just has a number. They just give you a number.
Okay.
But the number has nothing to do.
You
got to
guess the number.
Nope. They tell you the number, and with that, you are able to see what's inside that envelope with remote viewing. And so, it's crazy.
Like hippie.
Yeah, it's insane. That's what I'm saying. You're with me, yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's a whole process. I learned this process. I'm doing a video on it. 3 months I've been doing it. Pretty crazy results on some things.
Good results?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sometimes like you're like, whatever. But sometimes when it's so close, you're like, this could be a billion things. And how did I get it this accurately?
You're like, I want you to visualize, I don't know, America.
No, none of that.
In the 1900s. I close my eyes. I'm like, a lot of N-word. Like, you know, I could be accurate.
Yeah, but that's you every day.
That's me when I leave.
So, they don't know what's in the envelope. Ever, ever, ever. Right? So all these are done blind, which is what makes it really crazy when you see the transcripts.
Okay, give me the Mars one. I'm curious.
And so this guy, he's like, all right, go here. He gives him coordinates. Like 36 north, 24 east, go. He doesn't know he's on another planet. And he goes, and he starts talking about, there's like nothing. It's barren. I see what looks to be pyramids. Everything's kind of dusty and there's a storm here. And he's like, okay. He's like, there was a geological disaster that happened. He's like, take us before the disaster. He's like, all right. And this is all in transcript. It's fucking crazy. We actually read the whole thing on Bottom of the Barrel.
Great podcast, by the way.
Thank you. And then he's like, yeah, okay, go to a time where there was whatever, go to this coordinate. He keeps making him jump around. And now he sees people and he's like, oh, they're in these giant pyramids. They're megalithic. They're massive. He's like, I've never seen anything so big. And they're really tall beings and they're like thin, but very tall, very large. And they're wearing like silk clothing, but it's like fitted perfectly. And he's talking all about this. And then he says,
he's describing the 1979 Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah, you dunk. He's like, no. And then he goes, like, can you talk to one of these beings? And he talks to him, and he's like, oh, I think he thinks I'm a hallucination. And he's, like, saying all these things.
Oh, shit.
And then he goes, ask him what's wrong. And he's like, oh, they're waiting. And he's like, what are they waiting for? He's like, they're waiting for someone to get back. Someone went far away. And he's like, far away to look for a new place to live because this place isn't good anymore. And they're waiting for them to get back. He's like, okay, fast forward to them getting back and go with them. He's like, where are you going? He's like, oh, this place has volcanoes and forests. It's like very different. No red skies. It's like, but different storms. And so now I'm thinking,
about Earth?
Like, yeah, dude. And so like, this is all, I'm like, this is crazy.
This is such a good concept.
So the whole thing would be thrown out the window for me instantly if the guy knew what was in the envelope.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
Right, if he knows what's in the envelope, obviously this is all bogus.
He's making a story about Mars, yeah.
Right.
But if he doesn't know, how is this story? Because this story makes sense if it's Mars.
So that's where I'm like, whoa, crazy. And then you read other transcripts that are not about Mars. Sometimes they do this just for exercise. So they say, where's the Holy Grail? Where's the, what do you call it?
The Shrine of Turin.
Yeah, right.
The Shroud of Turin.
Yeah. And so they remove you silly things like that. But you get the transcripts. It's pretty crazy.
I'm in. Why'd you stop? I'm all in. We're all fucking,
yeah. I mean, it's, okay.
Are you saying we are the children of Mars?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you piece together what this guy's saying, and if he's saying it's true, so it's a crazy leap to go there.
So honestly, you want me to believe a guy with a name like Ingo Swam, which is a fake name like crazy?
It sounds like a guy that like plays Monday to Thursday in Vegas.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So you want me to believe like Ingo Swam, the Canadian defense minister, a Canadian, and a Jew? It sounds like a bad joke, bro.
Yeah, they walk into a bar.
Yeah.
This guy made a book called Psychic Sexuality. He wrote a book.
He made a book.
He manifested.
Psychic Sexuality.
Yeah, that was in the 70s, man.
Fuck you from a distance.
Yeah, these guys are, they were actually like you doing like LSD. You don't know what's in the envelope?
It's my cuck.
There's a puller in my penis.
Every time the girl opens the envelope, just him with his fucking...
It's just down here.
He's puller right in.
Yeah, he's got the envelope there. Lifted up, maybe.
Yeah, the thicker the envelope gets, the more you get, the more you touch it.
Yeah, you're getting close.
Psychic sexuality.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, imagine getting actually mind fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's something...
Maybe that's what Chris Angel's doing. He's mind fucking people.
I feel bad for him. I heard his daughter was sick or some shit at one point. I don't know.
His son.
He was sick. Yeah, I don't like that shit. But I don't know. It's weird because I'm with Mike. It's the hippie shit that bothers me.
Yeah.
But I love science fiction. So I'm a man who loves a good story.
Listen, and that's the only reason.
That's the. I love the Mars. I love the aliens. I love the different dimensions. But part of it grounds me. I go, if this was really happening, there's no way we'd be having this Russia thing happening. Like, somebody would have stepped in. This is too retarded right now, this shit we're doing.
Maybe that's why it's happening.
Doesn't make any sense.
So that's a theory that's out there, because there's a lot of sightings around like war zones in Ukraine. Like, a lot of sightings.
Oh, shit.
And then Iraq, we've just got, we got two videos that came out from the government that are government drone videos of, there's one called the Mosul Orb, M-O-Z-U-L.
Are you talking about the orb in Israel?
No,
was that fake?
No, this is in Iraq. There's a metallic orb caught by a Falcon drone or whatever it's called, and you see it. They don't know what it is, and they have two videos of this at two different places during the war, and it's unknown technology. It's a silver ball.
They had that in Israel. Do you remember that at the Dome of the Rock, the mosque there?
Can you give me one of those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
But I thought it was fake.
Yeah, the Mosul orb.
Oh yeah, see this.
Bring it up.
There's a better one than that. There on the right, Pentagon shares.
This one?
This is the Pentagon sharing this, right? We got it.
Like a bad
X-ray. That's a good video.
No, this isn't it.
Some 4K shit.
No. Go fast forward. This is propaganda.
Patrick, he's going to get his ass kicked.
Hold on.
Worse than a limited.
Biscuit bastards. But
Moby, you can get stumped.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Wait, go back?
This is released from the Pentagon.
Hold on.
I'm freaking out. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you fucking overreact.
Okay, yeah. Those are just people. Yeah,
there it is. No. And then they start following it. Shit. No, then they start following it. There it is.
That's nuts.
How is that nuts, bro? That could be anything.
That's some metal gear solid shit.
Couldn't that be a drone? We can't really see it well.
I don't know, man. That looks weird.
It's like an orb.
Can't
I don't know what they're showing here, but yeah.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is the news being like, it's a spy balloon.
But it was going a little too fast.
Yeah, dude. It had no propulsion system. Like, no.
That's wild.
Go back. I want to see again. Just, okay.
Sorry, because I can't see.
That's a crazy good video. Like, in terms of, like, okay, this is obviously not state-of-the-art cameras, because they're not meant for that, these drones. But that's a pretty clear video, and from a credible source, right? From, like, this is military footage that the Pentagon released.
It looked like it just waltzed right through. Like, I got somewhere to be.
That is weird, yeah. It's
traveling very fast.
Yeah, that is pretty fast. Look at it. God damn.
There's no way a kid kicked that ball.
And
yeah. He's got some good legs.
Yeah.
That's chemtrails?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's up with the chemtrail thing?
I don't know anything about that.
I heard my buddy Gino Durante during the tour, he kept showing me it, like up in the sky. He's like, look at that. And me and Poseidon kept seeing. And
it, I think they create clouds.
Yeah, it's called, he was explaining, cloud seeding.
Yeah. Now they do it in Dubai. They make it rain.
They make it rain one day, I think, a month.
Yeah.
But look, in Dubai, the people that run the country, they got together, they decided that. The thing that fucks with me here in Canada, that apparently they're fucking with the weather. We never voted on that. I was never asked about that shit, bro. I don't know if I want to be fucking with the weather.
Yeah, I don't know if voting will make a difference.
Do they do that here, though?
Yeah, they do that here. It's called cloud seeding. And it's like, why? I'm just saying, let me know what exactly happens. What are the benefits? What are the negative aspects? Yeah, dude, like, you can't just fuck around like that on my behalf.
They've been fracking and like digging for oil and
they
mines.
Never
ask. Like, they never. And if they,
no,
and
they
if
never ask.
They ask, and if you say no, they still do it. Like that's the thing. Look at all the native and Aboriginal people in Canada.
They're getting fucked.
Oh, dude, they're getting pushed. It's crazy. Like they don't care.
No, because then Trudeau goes on TV and cries. He goes, I love you guys. Now get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, dresses up like a Indian, like a...
Yeah, like a chief.
Yeah, like a chief.
Yeah. He's in a fucking YMCA video and then he just fucking bounces. No, I don't like that show they do. The natives get shitty treatment.
Yeah, absolutely do.
They believe in aliens.
Yeah, dude. Skinwalkers.
Yeah. Can you explain skinwalkers?
So skinwalker is a term from... the native people.
Not to be confused with the skidwalkers that we see over there.
Yeah.
What's a skidwalker?
Oh, that's what a skidwalker would say.
Yeah. Those are in The Walking Dead. Yeah, they're just, they believe they were like shape-shifting, sort of like werewolves, people that could change into different, you know, people. That was their belief. But they could also like read your mind. They had all these powers.
So essentially like Jedi type shit.
No, like, I mean, because they would associate it with like evil.
You know how you said in Brazil, those girls, that the three chicks in an alley, they saw an alien being and smelled of sulfur?
Yeah.
That's how for thousands of years they've been describing demons.
Yeah. Satan was always sulfur.
Sulfur, yeah.
That's so interesting.
Is there a possibility that they saw beings from other dimensions?
That's a crazy connection. I never made that.
Yeah, because then they're like, this is demon. Because how else do you describe it?
Yeah.
You're going to tell people quantum physics? They didn't even believe in gravity.
The mother, she because they were raised religiously, these girls, right? So in their interview now, and even back then, they're like, we thought it was a demon.
Yeah, that's what
so
I would think.
They said demon right away because they were raised religiously. Yeah.
Because the whole alien thing makes way more sense than religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything like of the Bible.
Yeah.
You can make it feel UFO-ish.
Even Jesus. You're like,
Like the remember the Ray aliens?
Yeah.
Ray aliens were like it was all UFO shit with Jesus.
Yeah. They mixed it all up.
He mixed it all up and it made sense. Everything made sense except that you had to have
What if he just miscalculated by like 34 years or something, right? And he's like, oh, fuck. They were coming by. Wasn't that when the Haley Bop was coming by or was that a different?
Alex Jones, by the way, mentioned he's been talking about this for years and he hates bringing it up because people call him crazy, but he's like, look, these are Pentagon documents. And he's not the only one. I had heard on that other fucking radio show, there was a guy that was supposed to be a whistleblower. He talked about this too.
Yeah.
He said the aliens, they are aliens, but they're not what you think they are. He goes, they're not on another planet flying here. He goes, they're from another dimension. They're interdimensional beings. And I remember that big Rogan episode when Jones went back on because they had gone to a little fight.
Yeah,
and he brought him back on. That one, he mentioned it. And he goes, he wasn't talking about the guy I'm talking about, but he said the exact same thing. He goes, look, there's released documents. He goes, they're not like people on other planet, green little green men. He goes, they're from another dimension, and people throughout the years were calling them demons. He goes, because a lot of them are shitty. Like some are evil and some are good. Like how you have aliens.
That's
another
thing too.
Angels.
I'm like, there's got to be a million.
Yeah,
right. Crazy. So there's probably like 1,000 that have visited, which would explain all the different type of crafts
and
stuff.
And like you were saying, like. If they want to kill us, we'd already be dead.
I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah.
I have a question. If they're
enslave us.
If they're, if they're,
well, we are slaves.
We're too lazy, though.
Maybe they have enslaved us. Maybe they're like, create AI for us.
Yeah.
And then we invent Google and we're typing stuff in. They're listening to our phones.
Play Elden Ring.
Get to the end.
I have a question, though. If they're interdimensional beings, how come there's like a galactic federation?
So I think some of them can be. But I think if you look at a universe that's like billions of years old, possibly older, you know, if we were evolved as we are, our planet's what, 5 billion years old?
Yeah.
So if our planet was 6 billion years old, we'd be a billion years smarter?
That's crazy.
That's an insane
number.
We
already have AI. We have video games.
So even half a billion, even a million right, is insane.
We're already at a place from, so 100 years ago, dude, they were fighting with horses.
We're moving quickly
So imagine a piece, I could be talking to someone on the other planet.
Imagine a planet in the infinite universe that has a million years or a billion years. Like that's so, I mean, the odds are if they have that, it's like, okay, they've attained.
Even if they're slow. They had a billion years.
A billion years is a huge head start.
But then again, maybe the resources they had on their planet were different. And I think we did well for the resources we have. But if you look into Bob Lazar and what he was saying, he had like
the elements that we didn't
element 115, which he talked about on the news in the 90s before it was an element on the periodic table.
Yeah, it was not discovered, quote unquote, yet.
What the fuck is that?
And that's one of the proofs that he did work on these crafts for the government when he came out and became a whistleblower.
He said, and they go, stop making shit up. And then years later, it came out like,
they stabilized that element, which we were never able to do. But he assumed that on this planet, they probably had this element in, you know,
that we don't have.
That we don't have. And then they learned how to stabilize it. And that is causing the gravity interference that, you know,
so
propels the craft or whatever.
Simplified is like the element, like let's say how we have a metal. We use metal for different stuff. Gold, you know, how gold is a conductor. And we
Muscovium.
So imagine they, I don't know what it's called. But imagine they have an element that we don't have here, and they could do crazy shit with that. Like, let's say it's super bendable and melted, but it doesn't break. Imagine what you could do with something like that. That will never break, but you could mold it. You know, like little, like the kind of elements that they could use. Maybe that in space it won't break.
Well, this is more like a radioactive element.
I'm just saying, like,
but
just
they've stabilized it,
like uranium.
Yeah. But they made it stable, and they can harness like its energy because it's like, you know, we're making nuclear reactors and stuff, and we're looking to get to 0 point energy.
Uranium.
And we're trying to harness the sun, you know?
Like because if you're from another planet and you can come here and you, technology-wise, you're way better. But then you arrive and you realize with our gravity.
We have gay pride
and
month.
You're, no, but if you're super weak when you get here, that could happen.
Yep.
Like you get here, you find a guy and you're like, I'm going to kill you. And he fucking breaks your arm. You're like, this fucking guy, they're so strong.
Well, yeah, that aligns with the alien stories of like these guys catching. And the guy who caught one of the aliens went to the hospital. They talked to the doctor. He died the next morning from general infection because it had like this oil on its skin. And I guess the bacteria where he's from just doesn't, our body, it's like sending someone with COVID into the Amazon, you know, like 500 years ago or whatever.
It will kill everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It would wipe it out. And so this guy died from that, but it would
often wonder
that would make sense.
Like War of the Worlds,
like they all show up and they fucking, as soon as they get out of the thing,
they just die. We just start beating the shit out of them.
That besides raping them,
just have Jake Paul fight them.
You travel for 900 years or whatever to get here, and then you just fucking
get the shit kicked out of you by a mall cop.
Yeah. I think like there's theories like that those beings who are like almost like. They like the ones they caught in like Roswell and stuff. There's theories that like, oh, they don't even have digestive systems. They don't have a sex or reproductive organ. And there's like theories that they're just like
drones. So why
are
they sticking stuff in those everyone's are just, ass? Like,
the security.
They're like, what is that?
Yeah. Those are the deepest secrets of the government. Yeah.
Yeah, what's this weird hole?
Out of here.
I think we got to the bottom of that one, though. I think it was Cletus.
Yeah. I'm 100% sure.
No,
but I could be wrong.
It's definitely a guy that he spends his days. Yeah. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And then he's having just gay
sex.
Yeah.
If, you know, like, if I was raped by a guy, I'd want to say it's aliens.
Oh, you think it's a rape? I didn't think it was a rape.
I thought it was consensual.
I thought Cletus was
let's say it was a rape.
Well, I heard of a theory
you're a dude, you know, you're out there, you're like, you're a man's man, you vote red. You don't want to be like, fucking aliens, man. I'm telling you, you should see these things. They were huge, these fucking guys.
It wasn't Warren. It definitely wasn't Warren.
I'm sure Warren.
Yeah.
There's also a theory that these are kids that were victims of molestation.
Oh, yeah. Well, after the aliens, you mean?
Sorry?
You mean after the aliens?
Yeah, like they'll see aliens and like in reality they were just molested.
Or maybe.
Well, hold on, you're saying
they
victims
started getting molested after the aliens did it.
You're saying kids that got molested see aliens?
Then imagine an alien.
Yeah, their trauma response, the way they imagine it is
then
it's
the alien
aliens
told me,
or some
don't
shit.
Tell your mom.
Yeah.
Don't tell your mom.
Yeah, he held his hand over my mouth.
It's crazy. He's saying, E.T. fuck.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that, like abductions and stuff. There is a famous case in the 50s, Benny and Barney Hill. That was
Benny Hill.
Benny and Barney Hill. They were an interracial couple in the 50s, which is like almost illegal.
Frowned upon.
And they came out.
Galactic Federation.
Said they got abducted by these aliens from Zeta Reticuli. And like, it's crazy shit.
I'm pretty sure, though, an interracial couple in the 50s, someone dressed up as an alien and beat the shit out of the white one.
Yeah. What happened to them? I forgot the whole story.
They were on their way back from Canada. And in New Hampshire, they got abducted. They said they got abducted allegedly. And they only found this. They had a missing time frame. They woke up in their car and they were like at home. And they were like, what the fuck happened? Both of them just blacked out and they were at home. And after seeing this craft in the middle of the road. And so they went to do hypnotherapy. And that's where they're like, oh, yeah, we were in a ship. There was these beings. They asked us if they could run some tests on us. Nothing too invasive.
What? And who says yes to that?
And so.
Thank you, Mr. Tentacles.
But again, they felt like they were as scared as they were. They felt like there was like this love about them. No, there's like this like crazy like. And then they said, where are you from? And they were. And he was hesitant, and he showed him like the star system, and so they drew out what he showed him. And
hold on. Who they asked the aliens where they from?
Yeah, and the aliens showed him a star system. Anyways,
a weird question, because you like I always get that whenever I meet someone from another country. Like, let's say I meet someone from Rwanda, and I go, "Where in Rwanda?" And then he tells me the name of a village, and then I realize. I don't know any village in Rwanda. So I just go, oh, yes, I heard that's lovely.
Yeah, he's like Zeta Reticuli.
They were
She's
all
like,
murdered during the Civil War. And you're like, but before that, it was nice, though.
It was nice. It was very friendly before all the rapes and the murders. Yeah.
And she said it was a binary binary planetary system, so two stars. And this is all before they knew that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So she described a place that then we discovered?
Yeah. We knew that about Zeta Reticuli that it was this
and
galaxy.
And you're saying a black lady.
Yeah.
Was she white or black?
I believe she was black.
White.
Okay. She was white.
White lady, black man.
Black man, yeah, sorry.
So was
what the name?
Betty
and Barney Hill. Hill.
So his name was Barney Hill.
Oh, yeah, because he said Benny and Barney black man. And I was like, is
what?
That? Yeah, that's what you said. Benny and Barney black man. So you saw a picture of an interracial couple and you're like, black man.
Black man.
Black man.
Yeah. So, I mean, their story, the only reason there's any credence or like credibility to it is the fact that like, why would you lie about that? That's what always intrigues me.
And
is
how would you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing they found out after the fact when they drew the star system. It was like, oh, this is there. And he's like, yeah, they said it had two sons. And yeah,
what the fuck? And we didn't discover it at the time.
Yeah, so like even Ingo Swann again, he discovered there was rings around Jupiter before we knew there was through remote viewing, and that's documented. And that's one of the craziest things.
Explain that shit to me.
God,
they found it in the same year. They threw a satellite out after and went to go see it. And, yeah,
I have another question for all of you guys. What if like someone is just fucking with everyone?
Yeah.
Cause there was the guy.
You don't trust that Benny Black man? No. He looks shady.
Somebody's skin tone. Yeah. What was I going to say? Because there was
I think he used the term uppity at one point. I was like, oh, calm down.
There was a dude in a coastal town that he would wear giant penguin shoes, and he would go around at night. On
What's
the beach,
a penguin shoe?
It was penguin feet, but he turned it into a giant shoe, and he would walk around with these giant shoes and create footprints of a giant penguin. And
this
people
man,
were,
what
people
the
were terrified.
Yeah. And I call him Dad.
Yeah.
And people thought for the longest time there was a giant penguin,
and then they just realized it was a retarded man,
just
with almost. A lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
Who the
yeah.
fuck buys penguin shoes?
Danny the DeVito. Giant penguin is a creature allegedly seen in Florida during the 1940s, and it's
in Florida,
at least partly documented to have been a hoax. This legend has no scientific merit.
Yeah, no
if
shit.
If you're gonna do that, don't do it in Florida. That's not credible.
Yeah, in clear water.
Yeah, that's where penguins hang out. That's where Hogan's from.
Yeah. So the dude,
maybe it's just Mar-a-Lago. It was just Trump walking around his property.
That's giant.
Yeah, he had makeshift penguin.
Oh,
shoes.
He did it. He came out.
Yeah, he apparently came out and he said he did.
He's
it.
Like, yo, these motherfuckers
Look
are stupid.
At him. What a fucking dummy.
A piece of shit, eh?
Yeah.
What a dummy. Look at him with his big fucking fake
his
teeth.
Fucking retarded guy.
I fooled you all.
And those don't look credible. Like, they're just.
Oh, no, but he would leave footprints. So people thought the footprints were real.
Yeah, and then people thought. Hold on. People thought that was a penguin?
Why would you?
Some weird.
Hold on, you're in Florida.
That's just a big bird. That's
or a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, like a big bird.
Velociraptor would be more likely.
Dude, who the fuck says? Kind of fucking bunch of idiots.
Yo, look,
agree that it's a penguin.
The education system is an issue. We got to address this. There's a fucking, there's a fault somewhere. The education system is fucked up.
That blows my mind. Well, they're all like in a room. They're like, we all agree it's a penguin, right? Like, we can all, yeah. All right.
They look at the footprints like, yeah, Steve. Yeah, it's
clearly
obviously
a penguin.
Who says otherwise?
Yeah, but a giant one. Yeah, huge.
Huge. This is massive.
Immense penguin.
Massive. These African, these black African penguins flying over here.
Did that guy work like for a zoo or an aquarium? No, but they or even, something they even, that he was trying to attract people to the zoo.
They even called in a zoologist afterwards.
They called in. Imagine a zoologist. Like, oh, poor guy. We think we have a giant penguin. He's like, yeah, you're not thinking.
it's definitely the zoologist who's like, this is a penguin.
Yeah.
Florida's, who's never seen a penguin in his real life.
They're massive. Mythological creatures. Megalodon.
I learned something new. I didn't know penguins' feet look like that. I assume they were like flippers.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah,
duck.
Yeah, me too. I don't think that's a penguin. I think they thought it was a penguin. There's no way a penguin's foot looks like that. Penguins are crazy. You know penguins rape?
Kinda.
Yeah, they do all kinds, bro.
They got claws, you know, like that? Yeah, I suppose they're...
Penguins rape.
Do they?
And they trade sex for diamonds. For shiny
for
rocks.
Yeah, shiny right? stones, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oswald.
Oh, they're way cuter.
Very cute. That's
yeah.
Very feet.
Adorable. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
Those are nice feet.
Yeah, I'm getting a foot fetish.
Yeah, I'd pay for an OnlyFans of penguin feet.
Did you ever see the documentary Happy Feet?
Have I ever, dude?
Documentary.
That's good.
It's all well, I jerk off to.
Oh, penguins. Happy Feet with the penguins. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Love that it's shit.
Porn for people like me and Mike.
Yeah. Well, look, this episode was amazing. We got a show to do downstairs in just a couple of minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Ramsey was here today. If you don't already know, head to the description section. You will find links to follow Chris Ramsey on the YouTubes, on the Facebooks, and on the Twitters. He's also on the TikToks. Chris Ramsey, a very good magician, also a mind fucker, a puzzle enthusiast, a world traveler. Anything else?
Yes. Yeah, keep going. Fuck it.
I don't know what else he does. Right. Look, Mike Ward, the biggest podcast tour on the planet has just officially started. Mike Ward Suzukut on the world tour. It started in Brossard. It's going to France. It's going to Switzerland. It's going to Belgium. Maybe China and North Africa as well. Dates to be decided. Mike will also be in Toronto performing in English in about a month's time, right?
Yeah, June 7th in English, and I'm doing July 7th, in English, and I'm hosting the Nasty Show. JFL this
Just
summer.
For laughs this summer, the Nasty Show coming back with a vengeance, hosted by the nastiest man around, Mike Ward. You fucking excited about this?
Fuck yeah,
I
dude.
Am. Patreon.com/Suzukut to get the entire back catalog of Mike Ward's podcast, Suzukut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Poseidon is available all 9. ThePoseidon69 is his handle on Twitter and on Instagram. IamPoseidon.com is his website. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of my stuff. PantelisComedy.com. I will be touring in French everywhere this summer. I'm going to Abitibi to do the French cast for 3 days for their festival.
That's an amazing festival.
Oh,
you're
it's going to be so much fun. And we have Les Rebelles. The Rebels, we got 2 dates.
That I'm going to be a part of
You're
that?
You're going to be a part of that. You're my surprise guest. So there's that happening in Brossard, and there's the Zenith in Saint-Eustache. This is all in French, though, so if you're bilingual, you'll like it. If you
keep the surprise. Just check him out. Check him out.
So though, we have 2 dates announced. Fuck it. If you're bilingual, if you speak French, the entire lineup is fucking sick. That's going to be a hilarious show both times that we do that.
It's like a traveling nasty show.
It's like a traveling nasty show in French.
Nice.
Everyone's having fun. Everyone knows each other, so it's good. And I'm booking right now in English, touring Canada, starting in the fall. So we'll talk about that in a second once we're done the show. I got some funny stories to tell you. So thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks for having me, boys. Dude.